Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to his name this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to be in the presence of the living God this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Isn't it good to be in the presence of the living God this morning?
Hallelujah.
Isn't it good to be a living soul this morning?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank
glory, God. Yes, to have his permission this morning.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're not going to keep you long this morning. Elder Roland Barnes, I hear your anointed voice this morning. I'm going to ask that you open us up in prayer, man of God. May God use you for his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Father God, we come this morning in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Yes, for anything that we have done wrong. In
yes,
the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, God, that you send your anointing and your word, God. Lord, we need you this morning, God. We stand in the need, God. We wake up in the need, God. We need your glory this morning, God. We need your presence, God. We need your love, God. We need your joy, God. Lord, we ask in these things. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need his glory, you are the blessing. If you need his glory, you are the blessing.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Your glory, God. We need it in our presence, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We need you now, God.
Oh, yes, we do. Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you. Lord, we need you. We need you. We need you right now, God. We ask for that, Abba. In the name of Jesus, send your spirit, God.
Jesus. Oh, that name is Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Jesus. The dead walked in that name. They walked, the blind eyes was open in the name of Jesus. If you will believe in the name, activate your faith this morning. God is moving by his spirit. Don't miss the move of God. I heard the prophet say you can move with us or watch us move, but we're moving with the spirit. We're moving with the spirit. We're moving. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you ready to move? Are you ready to move? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Spirit is moving. You got to shake off slumber when the spirit is moving.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
You got to move with the glory. You got to move with the glory. Hallelujah. You got to move with the glory. The glory is in control. Move with the glory. Move with the command.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, I heard the word of God say, hallelujah, for my God will meet your needs.
Yes,
according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes we think we need another job, but if you just get in his presence and let the glory rain down on you, you see that? The principle and the precept said, according to his, the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. What you really need is another level of glory. What you got to be able to do is tap into your provision and tap into another level of glory. Hallelujah. Because when you speak into the glory, there is creative power. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank
so the man of God prayed right. He said, send down your glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Signs and wonders follow because the glory is present.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Because the glory is moving. Hallelujah.
Yes,
my God, hallelujah.
Yes,
I don't need some job. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The glory is the fight. Someone say the glory is the fight. Someone say the glory is the fight. Somebody say the glory
is the fight. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to glory.
Glory, 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 glory.
Glory.
Yes, hallelujah. The letter of the Spirit giveth life. You need that glory. You need the glory. You need the glory.
Hallelujah.
Stir up that gift on the inside. That gift of glory.
Hallelujah.
That gift of glory on the inside. That gift of glory. Holy Ghost and fire. That's on the inside of you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Apostle Earthright Morgan, can you tap into that with song? Tap into that. Oh, yes, Lord.
Well, I woke up this morning with my mind staying on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind staying on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There ain't no harm to keep in mind. Stay on Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
There ain't no harm to keep your mind dead on Jesus. There ain't no harm to keep your mind dead on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, I woke up this morning with my mind dead on Jesus. Yes, I woke up this morning with my mind.
Come on.
Dead on Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I woke up this morning with my mind dead on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Apostle, can you sing that song, I Want to Be a Witness for My Lord? The glory will make you want to be a witness. Can you sing that song, Apostle, I Want to Be a Witness for My Lord? The glory will make you want to be a
witness for my Lord. Witness for my Lord. Witness. For my Lord, my soul is a witness for my Lord. 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 Witness for my Lord. Witness. For my Lord, witness for my Lord, my soul is a witness for my Lord, witness to walk right for my Lord, witness to live right for my Lord, witness to talk right for my Lord, my soul is a witness for my Lord, my soul is a witness for my Lord, my soul is a witness for my Lord. My soul is a witness for my Lord. My soul is a witness for my Lord. Witness.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Witness for my Lord. Witness for my Lord. My soul is a witness. For my Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Witness for my Lord. My soul is a witness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Don't you want to be a witness? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. The glory will make you be a witness. Hallelujah. The glory will make you tell his story. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank glory, you. God, glory, God.
Yes.
Can't hold your peace, but you just got to tell it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Cordobo Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, may your cork pop yes. this morning and may you bubble over. May your cork pop.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Well, hallelujah. We bind every spirit of stagnation and complacency. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you was born to be a witness. You was born to manifest.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God.
Sons of
yes.
God manifest.
Yes,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Signs, wonders, and miracles manifest.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, beloved, as we simmer down this morning. Amen. We're going to bless the Lord as the man of God come. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Prophet, hallelujah, Lewis Smith. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll be bringing forth the word this morning. Praise God. Huh? And as the prophet comes, just bless the Lord this morning. Huh? Just give him praise. Just put a demand on the gift. Huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. Where there is a
hallelujah.
Demand, there is a supply. Put a demand on the vein of the prophetic with your praise. Huh? Come on
thank
and bless
Jesus.
God this morning. Bless him for the word that you have not heard yet. Bless God. Huh? Bless God for the word of knowledge. Huh? Bless
hallelujah.
God for the word of prophecy. Huh? Bless God. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him for healing and
glory,
delivery. Just bless him. Hallelujah. Bless him for the power in the word.
Yes.
Bless him this morning. I said open up your mouth. And that's like you come to receive something. Open up your mouth. And that's like you come to receive. Open up your mouth.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The word of God. The word.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Prophet, I release the line to you, Prophet Lewis. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yes,
grace
Lord.
And peace be unto you, God of our Father, in the Lord Jesus Christ. For he alone is worthy to be praised. And oh, like the scripture says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come.
Hallelujah.
Exalt his name together. We honor the Lord for who the Lord is in my life.
God
is the source of my life.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's the Savior of the world.
Jesus.
He's the hope of 10,000. We honor the Lord, amen, for his divine presence. We also give an honor to the shepherd and the shepherd of the fine people of God, Apostle Asia Roberts, and to her whole ecumenical staff, amen, of clergy.
Amen.
So I won't forget any names. To the mothers, to the elders, to the preachers, to everyone that's listening, wherever you're listening to the sound of God's humble servant, Lewis Smith the prophet. Just before I preach, teach, or should I say propagate the word of the Lord, I just want you to know that I'm in travel mode. I'm in travel mode. But that's all right. Because you know what I want you to know, when I travel off of grace. Grace kept me traveling, and mercy is keeping me. Praise the Lord. But I want to share a word from the Lord that the Lord has put into my spirit being, and I pray that you would grab a hold of this word. Paul said, if this gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Now, I'm going to come from a scripture that everyone knows, but sometimes, even though we know this particular scripture by quoting it all of the time, I found out that the church world, that's right, I repeat that, the church world does not really activate this word. Uh-oh. What do you mean activate? They don't stand on it. They don't decree it, and they don't declare it. And it's something how the third party, what do you mean third party? Those that are not really saved and don't confess Christ how they could take this particular word and guess what? And monopolize on it and get the things that we desire. What scripture
Amen.
Is that? The book of Hebrews,
mm-hmm.
The 11th chapter.
Come on.
And verses 1 and 2.
Mm.
And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Second verse says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Now, if I would use for a subject on this Lord's morning, my subject would be my faith that can resolve my issue. My faith that can resolve my issue.
Amen.
In this particular time of Kairos, in which we live, we are faced with challenges. We are faced with dilemmas. We are faced with circumstance. We are faced with sicknesses. We are faced with spiritual problems. We are faced with social issues. We are faced with academic and economy type of problems. Paul is talking to the Hebrews, and he clarifies concerning F-A-I-T-H. He is trying to get a point across, and he's trying to let the Hebrews understand. He don't just say faith. He says the moment of faith. What do you mean, the moment? Well, he used one word, N-O-W. N-O-W, moment. That means it's taking place right now. Paul now talks and says, if you have faith, you must have confidence. If you have confidence, you must have trust. If you have trust, you must have belief. Notice now how he talks about it, because in the lower part of the first verse, he used the word hope. Why did he do that? Because if your faith got so weak, now you go from faith to hope. Hope is just the entry level. Faith is knowing what God can do. So now, as I get ready to get on my locomotive train here, Paul, knowing who Jesus is from the experience of what he went through, and if Paul could really talk about it, he said, now, do you remember the scripture when Jesus was approached by a woman? Paul says, now notice what happens here. If you notice, Mark talks about this woman. And the only thing they clarify, theologians never said her name, because her name wasn't important. But what was important was she had an issue. Mark talks about this woman in the fifth chapter of his book. And Mark begins to say, and there was a woman that had an issue of blood. And she had the issue 12 years. The number 12 signifies something. The 12 tribes of Jacob. 12 months in a year. The number 12, it signifies that in the 12 months in the year, that's all that we talk about in the kairos. And because of the time, people have a problem dealing with time. What do you mean, have a problem? Number one, when you're going through something. We can say we have faith. But the problem with faith with many of us, how long can you deal with your problem? How long can you deal with your circumstance? How long can you deal with what's going on in your life? Can I get a witness here? I come by to tell somebody we are living in a problematic world.
Yeah.
Look at what's going on in this world. Everybody's afraid of COVID-19. And because they're afraid of COVID-19, guess what? It's become an issue. What do you mean an issue, Brother Smith? An issue to where people can't get together. An issue to our job situation. An issue to our health situation. An issue to where we're going to turn from here. Y'all remember the television sitcoms. As the world turned, search for tomorrow. Y'all don't hear me, but I come by to tell somebody today, as Paul begins to talk about faith, there's several types of faith. The measure, Lord have mercy, the seed, the measure, and the gift. What do you mean, the seed, the measure, and the gift? Yes, if you notice, if thou have faith the size of a mustard seed, thou could say to the mountain, be thou removed, and the mountain shall go to yonder place. Now, wait a minute, let's backtrack off of a mustard seed. Because, Brother Prophet, I know what a mustard seed is. But let me give you the significance about a mustard seed. If you buy a bag or an envelope of mustard seeds, put it in your hand, your physical eye can't really see it. You have to get a microscopic view. And when you get a microscopic view, you don't have one mustard seed in your hand. You got maybe 1,000 mustard seeds. You say, well, Brother Prophet, I don't understand. Well, let me get you down to the revelatory knowledge of a mustard seed. Every seed that's in your hand, viewing it from a microscopic view, it represents every problem that you're going to have in your life. Yeah, Lord. And then God has given to every man the measure of faith. In other words, let me ask you this morning, have you took your medicine? Have you took your medicine of faith? You're always complaining. You're always being displacing. You're always worrying. You always be in a place where you think God ain't moving for you. I know why you think like that. You haven't took the measure of your faith. You haven't took the measure. Because if you took in your faith, God will give you an answer.
Hallelujah.
God will open a door.
Yeah.
God will bless you going in.
Thank you.
God will bless you coming out. God will heal your body.
Yeah.
And God will save your children.
But thank you, Lord.
Wait a minute. Paul talks again. And I believe it's in Corinthians, where he says God has given to some men the gift of faith. In other words, if I have a problem, y'all don't hear me. I can remember, because not only am I a prophet of God, I'm a financial consultant, and I can remember a woman in foreclosure status. She said, God gave me this house, and I'm not going to let no devil in hell take it from me. But
all right.
Look at what she did. Even though she was behind in a mortgage, she was behind in her payments, she was in a negative equity position. She said, I'm going to stay right here till God move. I don't know which way it's coming. I don't know which way it's going to go. I want to tell somebody that your faith will bring you out. Your faith will lift you up.
Yeah.
Your faith will make things happen for you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, have mercy. Hallelujah. Let me know over now that woman had the gift of faith. She bypassed the mustard seed. She bypassed the measure. Into the gift.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes you got to have your gift. Because your gift will make room for you. Let me
swing
back now to the text where the woman that had the issue of blood. Excuse me, y'all, this morning.
Come
but
on.
Jesus, God Almighty, identified a woman. Identified a woman that had a hemorrhaging problem.
Hallelujah.
The issue of blood that was in her body.
Yeah.
She went to 12 specialists. She went to 12 doctors. She went to 12 physicians. But none of them could help her. I'm talking to somebody this morning. You don't went everywhere else but God. You don't find the lawyer. And the lawyer took your money. You done tried the doctor. He gave you all kind of medicine. I heard the mother say back in the day, have you tried Jesus? Y'all don't hear me. Have you tried Jesus? I know he'll bring you through. I know he'll bring you out. Now this same woman that had the issue of blood, his story said she would not to be seen in public. The hemorrhaging in her body. And many of you women know it wants your bloodstream hemorrhages. It becomes a savor, mean a smell and an odor. It's known as a disorder in your body. But this woman, she heard. I said she heard. I said she heard that Jesus was coming through. And when she heard Jesus was coming through, she said it in her mind, if Jesus is coming through, this is my last chance to get my breakthrough. Somebody on the line today, you're going through something and you're hemorrhaging. You're hemorrhaging in your home. You're hemorrhaging in your mind. You're hemorrhaging in your body. It becomes an issue. An issue that needs to be resolved. An issue that needs to be cleared up. An issue that needs to be delivered. An issue that needs a breakthrough. An issue that needs to be resolved. But I stop by to tell you that I've got the answer. Because the woman,
hallelujah.
I said, the woman
when Jesus came through. And the Bible said the people, I want y'all to hear this. The Bible said the people had crowded her out. The people had blocked her. The people didn't want her to get through. So the Bible says, anywhere Jesus went, anywhere Jesus went, he had a crowd. People always was around him. Historians say that the crowd thronged him. What does the word throng mean? Throng mean pushed him. Throng mean shoved him. Throng mean touched him. Throng mean, y'all don't hear me, but there was one woman.
Yeah,
there was one woman said, if I could just touch him, what do you mean touch him? Which part of him did the woman touch? Did she touch the H-E-M or did she touch the H-I-M? Well, good God, I believe. She touched the H-I-M. Wait a minute, prophet. How in the world a person going to take their faith and running up a stitch? And when the stitch hit the faith will hit H-E-M. And H-E-M will run up the bloodline and touch H-I-M. And H-I-M will touch
H-I-M.
C-H-R-I-S-T-O-F-N-A-Z-E-A-R-E-T-H. How did it touch him? And when, y'all don't hear me.
Come on, preach, man of God.
When it touched H-E-M, after a while.
Yeah.
I said, after a while, Jesus looked around and said, somebody touch me. Somebody. And Peter got real smart. They go, that same smart mouth man again. Peter said, now, Master, look around you. All these people. And you're going to tell me, you're going to tell us that somebody touched you. Jesus said, wait a minute. Shut your mouth, Peter.
Somebody.
I'm only about talking to somebody. Somebody touched me. They took the virtue. I want to ask somebody today.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got enough faith to take the virtue out of your problem. Take the virtue. Take that virtue from Jesus and apply it to your problem. Apply it to your situation. Apply it to your marriage problem. Y'all don't know. I'm getting ready to get out of here. I don't know somebody. But I stop by to tell you, Jesus looked around and said, somebody touch me.
Yes,
and the virtue come out of my loins. One of my stripes that was for healing went into somebody.
And the woman looked,
and she stood up and said, I touched you, Lord. And the woman, when Jesus looked at her, he said, woman, he didn't say woman, he said, daughter. He said, daughter, be thou made whole.
Hallelujah.
What do you mean by be thou made whole? Then be thou complete.
Yes, Lord.
Be thou delivered.
Yes.
Be thou healed. Be thou blessed.
Hallelujah.
Be thou lifted up.
Yes.
Y'all don't hear me. I come out to tell somebody.
Yes.
My faith. I said, my faith.
Y'all
ain't gonna help me.
My
preach, man to God. Go ahead and preach.
My
faith
could be my
problem. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen,
I got to stop.
I'm in the country here, y'all. God help me today. I don't want you to think I'm crazy here.
Let him have his way.
Some of you are going through something today. Some of you are going through something today. Jesus told the woman.
Yes.
Daughter.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
Makes you whole.
Thank
Mark
you.
Said in his book. Now notice the fifth chapter, the number 5 is grace.
Yeah.
Luke
yeah.
in 8, the number 8 is what? New beginning.
New beginning, yeah.
Now it could have been on a simultaneous kairos, meaning time, but they both identified Jesus touching the woman back.
Hallelujah.
You got to remember, sometimes people don't want to touch you when you got an issue.
Yeah.
People don't want to identify with you when you got a problem.
Yeah.
People don't want to deal with you when you got a situation and circumstance.
Some
things a psychiatrist can't do for you.
Yeah.
Some things a medical practitioner or a law professor or a law attorney cannot do.
Yeah.
And that's when Jesus Christ will come in.
Hallelujah.
And he'll make the difference.
Yeah.
He will make the difference.
Hallelujah.
And he will heal you everywhere you hurt. I'm talking to
Hallelujah.
Somebody today because don't let your faith get so low.
My God.
It gets so dampened.
My Lord.
It gets so unpolished.
Yeah.
Till you can't see your way through.
Yes, Lord.
The devil
yes.
is alive.
Hallelujah.
And the devil's grandfather, too.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You got the victory. I don't care what you stand in need of today or tomorrow.
Thank you, Lord.
God
yes.
can fix it.
Yes,
okay?
he can.
God can fix
yes.
it.
Yes, yes he can.
God Hallelujah. Can fix it.
Thank you.
Yes, y'all talk about the tricker. God can trick the tricker.
Hallelujah.
Come on here.
You already Thank you,
As
Jesus.
I close, listen, I don't care what issue you have. If you're trying to build a house, you're trying to build a church, you're trying to build a business, you're trying to build
Thank
a career,
yeah.
why don't you try faith?
Hallelujah.
In closing, Paul talks, it says, now faith.
Yes.
All he was saying was, if you turn the word now around, you got W-O-N. W-O-N means to be a W-I-N-N-E-R.
Amen.
F-A-I-T-H will make you a W-I-N-N-E-R.
Amen.
And sometimes
Thank
God
you,
will let you get to the lowest. Because the lower you go, the higher you can build.
Oh, Hallelujah.
God. The lower you dig, well, people think it's all over. They don't know. It's just beginning.
Come on.
Well, people don't understand. Okay, I've been there. I've been there.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I'm here to tell somebody on this Lord's morning, faith can bring you through it.
Thank you, Jesus.
If it brought you to it, it'll bring you through. You got a situation in your home, and the enemy won't leave you alone.
My God.
If you trust God, notice now, if you trust God, watch this. The woman that had the issue of blood, not only did she trust God, God healed her because God trusted her.
Amen.
What do you mean God trusted her? Because she knew, he knew that if he gave her a healing, she was going to be a, y'all sung the song this morning, she going to be
Come
a witness.
Come on, witness. Yeah.
She was
Hallelujah.
There is no secret to what God can do.
Thank you,
what
Father.
He's done for others, surely he will do for you. As I get ready to close, the Bible says, Paul said, my teaching and preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but with demonstration and dunamis, meaning power. Power meaning authority. I take authority this morning. Come on, I take authority this morning.
Thank you, Father.
Everyone that's on this line, God, that needs a super in their natural miracle. Give them a miracle by mistake. Give them a miracle by mishap. Give them a miracle by target. Give them a miracle by prayer. I decree and declare total victory.
Hallelujah.
Even cornerstone that's getting ready to build, Lord. Lord, make it so that when they build, they'll be debt-free.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, give them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even as my acquaintance, Dr. Marvin Winan of Detroit, he said he refused to get a loan to build a cathedral. Lord, let it happen to them.
Hallelujah.
So when they refuse to get a loan, because the money is right there.
I decree and declare it. Yes,
even vans for the ministry, transportation for the ministry.
Thank you, Jesus.
Women's outreach, counseling program, newsletter. Children that drop out of school, Lord, let them have these wings in their ministry.
Yes, Lord.
Let them expand, excel, increase in the name of the Lord. And Lord, most of all, make the devil who he is a liar.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. And let the blessings of the Lord make it rich upon their lives. Bless the woman of God, the apostle Asia Roberts. Equip her. God equipped her like she never thought she would be equipped before. I decree now, give her the wisdom, the same wisdom you gave in the Greek Hebrew, Deborah, English Deborah. Give her that same wisdom to know how to strategize. In the name of Jesus, give her that endurance. When men say something, God, she won't flinch. She'll stand tall.
Hallelujah.
Regardless of whoever's with her, because she know God is with her. In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus, I decree it right now in the name of the Lord. And it is so.
Yes,
somebody
Lord.
Somebody shout, it is so.
It is so.
It is so.
It is so.
Now, the Lord, as I heard the brother, let me say this in Jesus' name, amen. I heard the brother. And I wanted to say to him, glory to God, I wanted to say to him, let me see here. Elder Roland Barnes, I hope he's still on the line. Because the Lord, I see such a teaching ministry on you, sir. And don't let the devil deter you. Whatever's happening, God will destroy it.
Amen.
And the yoke shall be destroyed from off of your neck. There won't be no strain. There will be no stress. I speak it upon you, sir.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I decree and declare. Now do I decree that upon you, sir. Apostle Asia, God's going to allow you. Shannon, I know you got ministries overseas, but God's going to allow you to duplicate in the southeastern seaboard. Yes, Lord. Some of the daughters up under your ministry, they're going to be equipped under your wings, where they will open up fellowships, but it will be up under Cornerstone. Up under. People say it can't happen, but God says it will. God says it will happen. But the Lord said, I'm giving you the plan, the roadmap. I'm giving you the roadmap for ministry. Your church is not a church. It's an out outreach ministry.
Amen.
How about you, Libby? I'm talking about, I see a tent
in the name,
going up in 2 to 3 different places.
Amen.
God said, where it goes, I'm going to call fish. Fish means you're going to go fishing and you're going
mm-hmm.
to win.
It's real.
But he that when his souls is wise.
Amen.
And I even heard the Lord told me to tell her, tell her, you will not ever be in want.
Amen.
And every time an obligation comes, God said he will meet it.
Amen.
I don't go further, but I see something. God said, prepare yourself. Somebody else is worried about a son, but God is going to work a miracle.
Hallelujah.
I'll be a prophet of the Most High God. God's going to work a miracle.
Thank you,
Jesus. Even I see it again. Thank you, Lord. I see somebody get ready to get some court papers, and these court papers are going to be the answer to what you need. It's been held up for a while. God said, get ready. And God said, when it comes, do the right thing.
Thank
do
you.
The right thing. Do
yeah.
the right thing. Do the right thing. That's what I hear the Lord come to tell you. Do the right thing. Can I trust you? Can I trust you? Can I trust you? As Paul says, my teaching and preaching was not with enticing words. I didn't preach to entice you, but I preached to demonstrate to you what
yes,
God can do. And I pray that God will bless you.
Amen.
That God will touch
Amen.
You. Right now, as I'm praying, as the Lord is placing upon my spirit, listen, I want you to sow a seed this morning. I want every one of you, listen to the prophet. This is in the name of God. Many as possible can sow a $59 seed. 59. Hear the prophet of the Lord. 59. Everyone. How many did I say? Everyone.
Everyone.
Sow into this work. Sow into this ministry. You're going to see what God is going to do. Just for you.
Amen.
Sow it this morning. Sow it. Cash out it. Zelle it. Put it in the mail. How every time I need to go by. Round up. Because where this ministry is going, you have not seen what God is getting ready to do.
Amen.
You ready to turn it back into the precious, precious woman of God? But I say unto you, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of
my
faith. I want you today to obey the Spirit of the Lord. $59. $59. Hear the prophet. Many of you could do it. And if you fall short of that, you sow a $23 seed. You that fall short, do a $23 seed. Back into the hands of the precious woman of God, the Apostle Asia.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless the Lord for the word walking this morning. We bless the Lord for the voice print of God that walked amongst us in the garden of our heart this morning. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Beloved, the man of God made a proclamation this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. He has spoken into with the anointing and the unction of his voice, he spoke into your situation and your circumstance. Hallelujah, Jesus. I remember the word when the 10 lepers was healed and only one came back to say thank you. Whenever the word is released, it is pregnant with provision for you. Praise God. Pregnant with provision, but your faith is able to draw the virtue from what was declared and spoken this day, your faith.
Amen.
Don't just prone them like everybody else in the crowd. Your faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah, beloved. Just close your eyes where you are. Throw your hands up, throw them up, throw them up, throw them up, throw them up. Hallelujah. Throw your hands up where you at. Thank God what it is that you need from the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, my God, my God. And press, hallelujah. This is your last resort. Press, hallelujah. Press, hallelujah. And believe and tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Don't waver. Say thank you. Receive it by faith. Say thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the order of action for anything. The Bible says make your petition known. Believe, don't waver, and give him glory for it. Give him glory for it. Give him glory. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Exchange glory for glory. Glory is transferring hands right now. If you exchange your praise, your glory for his glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, don't miss it. Don't miss it. I'm not staying in this vein long. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. Faith to receive. Don't go back to hope.
Thank you.
Don't go back. Hope is the rudiment. Don't go back to that. Press in faith. And get that excellent report. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm going to give you a moment to bless him for your shift. I'm going to give you, unmute your phone and just bless him. Bless him for your breakthrough. Bless him for your children being saved because you got that kind of faith. Bless him for your new business conversion. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Bless him that he's going to take you to places that you thought you would have never been and see people that you thought you would never meet. Come on and bless him. Open up your mouth. Hallelujah.
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 I'm just
blessing the Lord this morning. I'm a few feet in the air in the Marriott Hotel working this morning, but I tell you, the anointing of God is flowing from South Carolina, North Carolina, Brooklyn, Florida, I tell you, the way, the spirit of God's anointing is lifting up his people. And when you mention the word hemorrhaging, it's over. I knew that was God. Amen. It's over. It's over. It is over.
Amen.
The substance, our substance, and how we've been laboring and giving and caring for so many years, and seem like it's been depleted. But God is sending the abundance. So God had to, he had to get rid of that hemorrhaging first. Hallelujah.
My God.
This time it shall not fail. God said it shall not fail. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You should have whatsoever you say. Hallelujah. So you have to be careful with what you say. Amen. Over your seed. Be careful what you say over your seed. Amen. Look for God. Amen. To bless. And we thank God. Amen. For great woman of God. Amen. Apostle H. I tell you, she is blessing so many people. It's good when you can live a life where you touch the lives of people and people change. Hallelujah. You're going to see a great change, Apostle. Great change. Amen. A great change. Your children, your grandchildren. You're going to see a great change. A great army. Amen. It's coming from your seed. A great army. Hallelujah. To carry it on. You will see. Amen. You're already seeing the labor of your benefit, your tears. Hallelujah. The women of God that are working around you. The anointing is falling upon them. They are going to prosper like they have never prospered before. Everyone that's connected with Cornerstone, trust me, amen, I see, amen, the blessings of God, the anointing, as the anointing from the beard of Aaron, amen, flowing, I see it flowing on, amen, to the people of God. The wealth that's on you, it will supersede, and those that are around you, they should never be in lack, as the prophet was saying. And we just thank God for this opportunity to be able to speak something. Y'all pray for me while I'm working here at the Brooklyn Marriott. I'm going to sign off in a few minutes. I love you. God bless you real good.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We love you, Prophet Atkins of Restoration Revival Temple. We thank God for the man of God. Amen. We thank God for the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for his word is established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. We thank God, hallelujah, for the establishing of his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Apostle Earth, the Rite of Spices Ministry, we thank God for you being on today. Amen. Praise God. And Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, amen, hallelujah, of Kingdom Living Fellowship. Amen. We thank God for you as well. Amen. Praise God. The daughter works for CSDC. We thank God for you all. Amen. Praise God. Prophet Deidre Williams, amen. We thank God for you being on today.
Amen.
And all the saints in their respective places. Amen. Those of you that press your way to be in the spirit of the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you. And the Elder Roland Barnes, that's my brother. We thank God for him being on this morning. That's my blood brother, my mother's son. Praise God. I thank God for the man of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's running for his life. Praise God. And hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for, amen, that he will run over troops and walls. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That God will just anoint him. God, that he will not stop and he will just keep on going, taking no prisoners. In the name of Jesus, the kingdom suffer violent and the violent take it by force. May he take it by force. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. So we just thank God for you today, beloved. You are richly blessed. You have been blessed. Do something with the blessing. Work the word. Work the bread of life that has been proclaimed over you. Amen. Praise God. If there's one on the line today that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, this is your opportunity. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. As the prophet spoke of the woman with the issue of blood, she was in lack, she was in need, as all of us was at one time. Amen. For we too was children of disobedience, blinded by the God of this world. Amen. We were dead and stinking in our sins, praise God, but God, amen. But God offered up his son, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the only Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. He offered him up for you. Hallelujah. His love for you, he had you in mind. Amen. Hallelujah. When Jesus was crucified,
when he was buried, amen, and when he resurrected, God had you in mind, hallelujah. And there's no place you have gone or nothing that you have done that he cannot deliver, heal, and save you from, hallelujah. If you would just say yes to him today, amen, is there yes for the Lord on the line, hallelujah. Is there anyone today that is coming to Jesus? My God, hallelujah. Beloved, you got to do this thing by faith. You can't clean yourself up. You can't turn yourself around. If you could, Jesus would not have had to die. Hallelujah. Just come as you are. Just come, just come, just come. Hallelujah. Is there a yes in your heart for the Lord today? Hallelujah. Is there a yes? Hallelujah. And if your heart is pricked, hallelujah, if you're saying, I want to stop hemorrhaging, I want to stop thinking. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just don't want all my resources spent. Amen. Everything coming in and going out, and I don't see nothing. I don't want to spend my life aimlessly. Praise God. I don't want to fight aimlessly. Praise God. I want to live life on purpose. Well, God's purpose.
God.
I want to know it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Then we are talking to you. Amen. The Bible says that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, amen, that you are saved. Amen. And that he resurrected, you are saved. So we just want to walk you through the sinner's prayer. Just say, Lord Jesus, here I am a sinner in my sin. Come into my heart. I believe you died for my sin. I believe that you are Lord, and I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe you resurrected. And by your grace, I shall serve you for the balance of my days. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth, you're no longer a sinner, man, woman, boy, or girl. It is just that simple. You are now the righteousness of God. You are the righteousness of God. There is a change going on in your life. God works from the inside out. He's working on your heart right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we commend everyone, amen, in the unction of the sound of our voice, whose heart was pricked to believe. You know their heart. You know the thoughts and the attitude of it, oh God. We commend them unto you now, Lord, that you may finish the good work that you have started in them on this day. For this is the dawning of a new day for them, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, baptize them with your Holy Ghost and fire as you have promised in your word. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, give it to them with the evidence of speaking in tongues. In the name of Jesus, Lord, deliver your people this day. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, praise God. Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh, I ask that you close us out in prayer this morning. Are you able to? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for the word of God that was released into the atmosphere today. Oh, let us go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, most heavenly gracious Father, we thank you today, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for being in your glory today, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for the man of God releasing the word into each and every one of us today, Lord God. We thank you for the souls that entered into the kingdom, Lord God, our brothers and sisters that accepted you today. Lord God, we thank you for the faith that giving us the faith to believe and trust in your word today, Lord God. Now, Lord God, as we release this line, allow us to stay in your glory. Lord God, we thank you right now for the leader of this ministry, Lord God, our apostle, Lord God. Continue to use it for your glory. Continue to, Lord God, bless each and every service that will take place this week, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Agape love, everyone.
Agape love.
Happy love.